got back to watch the tape and everything. What did you see? What kind of jumped out? And what was your takeaways from the game?
Yeah, kind of like I said after the game, very hard-fought game. Offensively, all of us together, coaching and playing, we have to obviously been saying it all year, but we have to do a better job. And I think yesterday we all have to do a better job in critical situations, you know, third downs, red area, end of the half. You know, really when you're playing a good football team, you've got to take advantage of, you know, any type of break you can. And so we've got to do a better job there. I thought there were times that we played well offensively, but it wasn't good enough to only score 13 points. Defensively, it comes down to the fourth quarter. We have not played well defensively in the fourth quarter or coached well. You know, we have to coach and play better in the fourth quarter of these games. We've given up too many points the last couple weeks, in the last three weeks in the fourth quarter, and we have to finish games better. Special teams, I mean, we did a couple things where we had, you know, Will had a nice punt return and Akeem had a nice kickoff return, but overall we really lost the field position battle. Their average drive star was a 38-yard line. Ours was a 22. That's a 16-yard difference. That's terrible. And a lot of that had to do with our coverage units and our return units not really getting the job done like we need to. And then it also had to do with going for it on fourth and one, giving them the ball at the 50 because we couldn't make a yard, those types of things. So, you know, look, we're going to work hard this week to improve, and we know that it's basically a four-game season. So we're looking forward to the challenge.
Like you say, four-game season. What is kind of the message that you give the guys as far as what's in front of them?
Yep, very truthful message. Very truthful message about just going to tell you like I told them. All the things that I just said, OD and special teams, and then I also said, you know, we need everybody to step up. Need everybody to step up, whether they're banged up, getting extra treatment, being attentive in the meetings, practicing hard. We need everybody coaching. Need to do a better job coaching. We watched about 100 plays from the game as a staff today. So obviously, you know, like I always say, it starts with me. Got to do a better job, you know. And if we don't, then like I said yesterday, we're not going to be where we want to be. But if we do, then we'll have a shot to win these games, and hopefully, we'll be able to play better in the fourth quarter and win these games.
You did have some guys get banged up. Jonathan Joseph, Braxton Miller.
Yeah.
Jump out. Just what did Braxton want to do to himself and when he landed on the shoulder? And also, J.J., how's he doing?
Yeah, J.J., you know, is doing – both guys are doing okay. You know, they definitely both have a chance to play in the game, but it won't be determined until late in the week. Both guys are doing okay. I'm not going to get into the specifics of their injuries. You'll see it when their injury report's released, but they're both they both have a chance to play in the game.
On the pass protection side of things, looked like there were some issues.
It was terrible. Yeah, it's got to get a lot better. You know, it was just not good enough. And we've got to do a better job coaching it with the right protections. And it just wasn't good enough. You know, Brock was under pressure most of the day and had to run sometimes, had to move in the pocket. And so it just wasn't good enough.
This is one of those games where – you guys actually kept it pretty clean other than the Ryan Griffin fumble at the beginning of the game. In retrospect, you look at this and you wonder, you know, while the offense wasn't consistently moving the football, like, isn't this a game where the way that the offense was doing, especially running the football, that you should have had this?
I mean, absolutely, Paul. The only thing I'll tell you is you go back to the fumble, and not that we did not lose the game because of the fumble. But the way that we are right now, we have to have 100% ball security. And on that drive, we were actually, you know, we were moving the ball, and it was early, and it was our first drive. And Ryan's just trying to make a play, but we can't do that. You know, we've got a chance there to get the first down if we secure the football and keep the chains moving. We can't do that. So we got to have 100% ball security. But then overall, it really, like I said, you know, you'd gain 8 yards on a run, and then it was a TFL. Or, you know, you can't convert a third and seven, or you can't convert a fourth and one. Really, it was almost less than one. And then you go ahead and you make some plays there to be able to convert a fourth and one in the low red area to tie the game. But then putting special teams into it now, you squib it to try to make it a difficult ball for them to handle. Goes right down the middle, right to the guy. Guy returns it to the 50-yard line, so it kind of kills the momentum of that fourth and one touchdown. So, you know, this is what it comes down to. You know, it comes down to 8 to 10 plays a game, and a lot of that has to do with coaching. We got to do a better job coaching, and players have to do a better job executing, but we're all in it together, and we all got to do a better job.
I know Lamar's been getting a lot of touches this year and left the game for a little bit in that game. Jonathan Grimes came in, did a couple of really nice things. Do you plan on giving him the ball a little bit more on offense? I know he does stuff on special teams and all that too.
John Grimes did a good job. Alfred Blue did a good job. I think Lamar, I give Lamar a lot of credit. You know, I talked to the team about we've got guys dealing with, you know, Lamar's dealing with all kinds of injuries, not just one injury. He's dealing with injuries in four different areas of his body. You can go right down the list of guys dealing with, you know, neck injuries, shoulders, back, ankle, all the different things. So all of those guys are working hard to be able to be available, but it also gives other guys opportunities. So when Grimes went in there, 3rd and 12, gains 14, had a couple other runs, you know, that you're talking about. Then Blue went in there, and, I mean, he had some nice runs. I think they combined for 80 yards rushing, those two guys. So, you know, we've got to look at that and you know, see where Lamar's at, but also know that those guys can really help us.
With three of your last four games within the division, are there advantages as far as preparation when you're dealing with a lot of in-division games?
I mean, you've played these guys already one time. So you could say that from a preparation standpoint, you have an idea of their personnel. Now, some of the personnel's changed a little bit, maybe based on roster moves that Indianapolis has made during a year. But overall, you have played these guys several times. Coaching staffs have played against each other several times now. So I don't know if the right word is advantage, Christy, but I would say that you're definitely familiar with this opponent relative to you're not as familiar with maybe the Packers or some of the other teams from the other divisions.
What are the challenges of going against Andrew Luck?
I mean, it's where do you begin? You know, these guys are they're great quarterbacks. Andrew's big. He can run. He's very accurate. He's very tough. He never thinks the play's over, so he's very difficult to sack. I mean, I just was watching a game where, you know, he basically made the play on his own in the red zone, scrambled around and fired a strike for a touchdown. Just a great player. You know, great player, very competitive guy. I've always enjoyed watching him. Haven't always enjoyed coaching against him, but he's a great player.
Well, you mentioned the margin for error yesterday. And obviously, it's such a good league, and you play a lot of talented players and you know, go against good coaches. Why do you feel like the margin for error is so small for you guys, maybe compared to just at other times?
I don't think it's just us. I mean, I guess my point was that I just think at this time of the year that they're for any team that, you know, it's not in your best interest to go out there and make a bunch of mistakes. You know, so I think the margin of error is very small for most teams, for all teams. You know, I think that, you know, if we can eliminate, like I said, you know, turnovers, penalties we were decent in, and then do a better job on third down, do a better on both sides of the ball, do a better job in the red zone, 2 minute at the end of the half. Had to use two timeouts. That was terrible. We had one time we had 12 on the field on defense, and the other time we just didn't know the play for the 4th-and-1 play that we ended up converting in the touchdown. But then I didn't have all three timeouts to use in 4 minute for their 4 minute offense at the end of the game. Those little things, you know, those things add up, and so you know, we have to all do a better job there. That's coaching and playing.
Bill, can you give us an update on Tom Savage?
I have my sheet over there. I don't know. I don't know. I think that I saw him at the game. I think he's doing okay, but I know better. I'll know better on Wednesday.
You guys have been through ruts like this before, specifically last year at the beginning of the year. Is there anything that you can take from that experience last year as a coach and apply to what you guys are going through right now? Because I imagine, you know, you lose three games in a row. Whether you're a coach or you're a player, it's difficult to, I imagine, come into work every single day and say, okay, well, it's just on to the next thing.
Yeah, I would say that it's never difficult to come to work when they're paying you to coach and play football. That was one of my points to the team today. They're actually handing you a paycheck to coach and play football. That's better than working. So I never feel like it's difficult to come into work. I think what you're asking is, how do you turn the page to the next game. And so that can be something where I think you definitely have to watch, you know, in all three phases, you have to watch a certain amount of plays from that previous game, the Green Bay game, that may carry over to the Indy game, but you can't watch the whole thing. This is a four-game playoff. That's what it is, you know. So you've got to move on to Indy pretty quickly here. So what we did was I talked to them. I didn't watch much tape with them, but they watched with their coaches, and now we've moved on to Indy, and they'll be back here Wednesday, ready to go. Tomorrow will be their day off, and we're totally on to Indy. But I do think there's certain things that you have to watch from the Green Bay game if you think that's going to carry over to future games.
Coach, many of the themes that you're talking about today are themes that we've heard pretty consistently over the last few weeks. Does it get a little frustrating that the same themes seem to be reoccurring from week to week for this team?
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, losing is frustrating. But, you know, that's our job. Our job is to keep trying to figure out ways to make sure that our players are put in good positions to make plays, that our players are making plays, be very honest with each other. You know, that's just what we need to do. I think that, you know, at times we look like the type of team we want to be, but certainly not enough. And we have to keep figuring out how to fix that. You know, one thing, you know, like with that question, which is a good question, I would tell you, like, what other choice do you have? You know, that's what you know, to me, like, okay, so that didn't work, and maybe it is a recurring theme here and there, and you've got to figure out another way to do it. But the choices that you have are that you're coming into the building and trying to put together as good a game plan as you possibly can every single week.
Is there a chance that Jadeveon will be able to return this week?
I don't know that yet, so we'll have to I'll probably know that better later in the week.
Bill, how do you feel like y'all did without Simon, without Jadeveon, the way y'all plugged in the players there, and how do you feel that worked out?
Those guys played hard. I mean, those guys, Whitney Merciless played a good football game. Not that he was plug-in. I mean, he's one of our main players. I thought Cush ran around. A lot of guys are playing hurt, banged up. Really appreciate that. McKinney had a good game. I thought Ufama went in there and ran around for his first meaningful game. I thought he did some decent things. So guys are playing hard. Guys, it's not a matter of effort. It's really just a matter of execution, particularly in, like I said, in really critical situations. We've got to do a better job.